Arthur, so tell me where you grew up. Where did you grow up?
I grew up South Central Los Angeles, over there, 105th Dinker and Weston.
Okay.
Yeah, between Dinker and Weston.
And you were in gangs when you were a kid?
Oh, yeah.
At what age did you enter the gang?
Probably about 11. About 11 years old.
And how old are you now?
And I'm 58 now.
58. Yeah. So back then, gangs were probably quite a bit different than what they are now, right? More violent now, right?
Yeah, it was basically more violent now because, yeah, we wasn't into guns and stuff back then.
Yeah, more fighting.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it was more fighting, yeah. It was all about the heads.
I mean, the tools have changed.
Yeah, yeah, the tools have just changed, you know what I'm saying? And for real.
So, tell me about your childhood. You grew up with one parent? Both
I grew up with my grandmother and my mother. Grandmother raised me, though. Mother lived in the back house. Us and grandma, the kids stayed in the front, you know what I'm saying? I got some little brothers that, the half-brothers that moved to Compton, and yeah, they really got wild down there.
what game were you in?
Hoover.
Hoover,
yeah.
And is that Bloods, Crips? What is
it? That's now it's a gang all to itself. It's not a Blood or a Crip.
Oh, I see.
But it started off as a Crip, though.
Got it.
It started off as a Crip. Now it's they like a... they can get along with who they want to get along with and get it on with whoever want to get it on, you know.
Yeah.
I like it better like this, though. Like
and what, so, have you done prison time?
20 years.
20 years.
20 years on installment plan.
What for?
The installment plan. Some of everything, armed robbery, attempted murder, burglaries, drugs.
Yeah. And, I mean, so back when you were a kid, and entering the gang, were there other options for you, or was that like the only thing to do?
For me, it was probably like the only thing to do. It was the only thing to do. You know, I mean, yeah, you have those people whose mamas is real, real hard on them and keep them in the house and stuff, and those dudes are kind of really messed up now, you know what I'm saying? But most of the ones I know that was kept like that, and mine tried to do me like that, but I didn't let them.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't let them. I was running with the Wild Bunch at a really young age. At 11 years old, I didn't have a friend under 12.
Oh, they're all big.
They were all 16 to 18, 19, 20.
That's grown. Big
yeah.
Gap
then. Yeah. Yeah.
And tell me some crazy stories about being in a gang.
I was that kid that you couldn't hang around with. If you was my age and I tried to come play with you at your house or something, you couldn't be around me. I had to go. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't ride your bike. I couldn't do nothing. So I wound up taking their bikes and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Just spiteful. Just being a spiteful.
And what was your saying? First run with the law?
First one with the law, I was 11 years old, armed robbery. Oh, not armed robbery, strong armed robbery. I made two dudes give me their money.
And how old?
11 years old.
11?
Yeah, and I didn't get no time for it or nothing, you know what I'm saying? Back then, I was going to jail, getting out, like, same day, you know what I'm saying? As long as mama gonna come get you, and my grandmama always came to get me, you know what I'm saying? So I didn't spend over 24 hours in jail until maybe about 16 years old, you know. And then I started going to camps, YAs, then prison.
Did you finish high school or elementary?
I have a GED. One time I got out of jail and I put my age up to 18 and went to Job Corps in Clearfield, Utah, and I got my GED, yeah.
And do you have kids?
Yes, I have twins. I have a set of twins and an older son.
Yeah. Do you see your kids?
I see my kids sporadically now. My son is in prison. He has about 3 more years to do or something. Yeah.
What was he in prison for?
A white slavery or something like that. You know what I'm saying? It's some crazy stuff. He was a little pimp. My son.
Oh,
yeah, my son was a little pimp. My first son, he's a little pimp. Yeah. And but my other two kids, they're in college and stuff. You know what I'm saying? They go Southwest. One is in Southwest and one is in El Camino.
Okay.
Yeah, one of them's in El Camino and stuff, yeah. I was in prison, two different states, on parole in two different states at the same time. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy. Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. They tried to three strike me in California twice. Before the law came out. already had four strikes, you know what I'm saying? Before the law even came into existence, I was struck out.
You
so,
had, you struck out before
they yeah, so they catch me with drugs and they talking about giving me more time than OJ. I was in there with OJ, the bicycle man, the pizza man, and all the first people that got 29 to life and better, you know what I'm saying? And they told me they're gonna, if I get found guilty, they're gonna give me more time than OJ was gonna get. I think the most OJ could have got was 25 years, and they was gonna give me 35.
Wow.
If found guilty. And it was only for dope. It wasn't for anyway, I started selling dope. I started selling dope and I was bored as hell. And because of my boredom, I had been already robbing pimps. I started off robbing pimps. I didn't like pimps too much. I didn't like what they did to the ladies, you know what I'm saying? The beating. I didn't like that. You know? And I started robbing pimps. And then my talents improved, and I started robbing jewelry stores. I robbed 9 jewelry stores, never been caught for one.
Really?
Never been caught for one. And I'd like to tell you about this girl named Peaches, because at the same time, I live my life by the old laws of the Bible, you know what I'm saying? I believe I can have 5 wives. I don't care what America say, what anybody says about it. I can have 5 wives if I want, you know? Almost like the state of Utah now, you know what I'm saying? They've been doing it, but so have I, you know what I'm saying? Even now, and so have I. I have more than one lady, you know what I'm saying? But still, this girl Peaches, she was something else. She was from Harlem Crip, and I'm from Hoover. And our sets didn't really get along, but in the beginning of our sets, we did get along. So I'm from that era, but even in the era that we didn't get along, I still got along with some people that I got along with at first because of my age. I'm older, so I can go back to the beginnings of these hoods, you know, and you know, the people that do know me, and they would rather kill one of their own than do anything to me, you know what I'm saying? Because we're that cool, we're that tight. So anyway, this girl Peaches, I gave her so much game, she turned gay on me and started wanting to be a man too, you know what I'm saying? I gave her so much game that she thought she was a man too, and she used it, and right now she's probably still using it up in Hollywood somewhere. If I ever could run into her, I'd like you to meet her, you know what I'm saying? Maybe you can see something that, I don't know, but I never knew she was gonna turn out that way. But anyway, I started training her to rob the way I was trained. I was trained as first a getaway driver, and I started training her as that, you know what I'm saying? I showed her how to keep going, you know what I'm saying? The keep going tactic is, no matter what lane you in, if you see a stoplight up there, boom, get into the right lane and make that right turn. You see what I'm saying? It's at the first available time, you know, and keep going, you know what I'm saying? If it's clear, boom, go and bust that right. When you're getting away from a crime, you know what I'm saying? And I was training her like that, and she became a pretty good driver, you know what I'm saying? Because I was a great driver. And then bandit, because I started robbing by myself, and then I pulled her in, and she did 3 licks with me, you know what I'm saying? She did 3 licks with me. Licks, a lick is the hitting of the doing of a job. And she did 3 with me, and one of them, I got shot the hell up. I got shot all in my back and in my back arm right here. Bullet, you see bullet hole, the elbow right here. I got shot. I've been shot 9 times. And a couple in the leg. But anyway, Peaches, that was my little heart though at the time. But I was married. But so I had her and my first wife, Anita. That's another story. But anyway, Peaches was something else. I started showing her how to rob. She started going into places with me, with pistol, and she beat counters like a gazelle. I'm telling you, she would jump a counter and boom, everybody down, boom, and you know what I'm saying? Lay everybody down, boom, and go straight to the case and bust the case open and boom, get money, you know what I'm saying, and get money. Oh, that girl was something else. But one time she saved me right here. I pulled pistol, she leaped the counter, went to her counter, and started hitting, and security was in there that I didn't know about. And he shot the hell out of me, bow! He shot me in my elbow, spun around, and when I spun around, the bullet was, you know, the velocity of the bullet spun me all the way around, and When I came back, my gun was pointing at him. So, of course, I hit him. Boom, boom, boom. I hit him three times. You know what I'm saying? The fool fell down. Boom. Got up and made it to the back. He made it to the back. But he went in the back, and I didn't pay him no more attention. I hit the counter. And so I hit my case, you know what I'm saying? Because she was over there hitting those cases over there. I started hitting my case, and the fool came out again. Boom, boom, boom. He dumped on me again. He hit me three times right here, you know what I'm saying? I fell all into the case. Bam, you know, blood everywhere. I fell out into the case, and my girls yelled my name and stuff, you know what I'm saying? And I turned around, and I started dumping at the security guard again. Boom, boom. And he turned around and ran, and he went upstairs. It was a jewelry front, but you can go in the back and they had storage and some shit upstairs. Because he ran up the stairs, boom. He ran upstairs because he ran out of bullets because he had a big ass 357 Magnum, but he had 38 load in it and birdshot because some of the birdshot hit me in the back. The birdshot shells is a 38 load with the blue plastic tip with a buckshot in it. You know what I'm saying? He hit me with that like two times in my back, so I have buckshot all in my back. And bullet hole here and bullet holes here from that robbery. And so anyway, we get in the jury and stuff. She yelled my name and she ran over to me and asked if it was all right because I fell all the way up into the damn case, you know what I'm saying? And yeah, so we got up and she helped me out the store because I had lost a lot of blood and stuff, so I was kind of weak and stuff. So boom, we get in the car, boom, and getaway driving, we're driving away. We in a Cadillac, all tinted windows, and we driving out. But the windows wasn't that dark of a tint, and you can see through it, you know what I'm saying? We stopped at this light. The police had roadblocks for us all through downtown Sacramento, so we was had to stop here and turn and go in here. We turned into an underground apartment stall. They had parking, underground parking stall. We turned into that, and boom, we stopped. I jumped out, and she was like, go, baby, because I had a bag full of jewelry. And I wouldn't have had no money at all because when I was getting mine, I got shot in the back, boom, 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 and I dropped everything. But luckily, she had got a bag of jewelry, boom. She didn't know how much, I didn't know how much at the time, but she handed me the bag, and she said, run, baby, you know what I'm saying? And she was going to stay right there because we turned into the roadblock, and we thought the police seen us, but they didn't, you know, so we turned into the roadblock. So I'm standing there. My arm was throbbing. It felt like I had a heart beating in my arm. Boom, 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 boom. So I had to hold my arm up. I went into the laundromat of the apartment was down in this basement area. And I was in the basement. I was holding on to this damn pipe overhead. And I was like, baby, roll me a Primo. So I'm smoking cocaine. And Primo is a cocaine and a marijuana rolled up together. Remember I told you, I smoked Primo for 30 years, 20 years without ever smoking the pipe. So this was during that time right there. So, and I was Primo crazy. I was smoking like $1,000 a day. I was on one of the richest, biggest drug vendor teams in LA. You know what I'm saying? A known member. And I was holding my hand up and over the pipe. My arm was beating, but it stopped beating as severe when I held it up over my head. I guess the blood didn't run up to it. So right. So I'm holding on to this pipe. And my girl goes and gets a tie out of the car and wraps it around my arm. Boom. This elbow, because the elbow was bleeding profusely right here. And I still have a piece of the bullet in this thing right here. I have arthritis on cold days. It's like, ooh, it hurts real bad. Because I never went to a doctor because I didn't know whether, you know, I killed the guy or not. You know what I'm saying? To this day, still. So please don't haze for nobody. But anyway, I don't think he died because he did get up and he ran and upstairs, you know what I'm saying? And I ran out. It was the buzz in, buzz out. And whoever she laid down when she jumped the counter, stayed hitting the button. So they was opening the door like, please hurry up, mute y'all gonna get the hell out of my store, you know what I'm saying? Right. So they were still holding the button. So we ran out the door. We ran out the door and all that other stuff happened when I told you. Holding a hand up over the thing. So I'm still holding a hand up over the thing. Hold my hand up for about 30 minutes. Bring my hand down, look at my watch. I think it's shift change, you know what I'm saying, for the afternoon shift change. So I said, you know what? I bet you these roadblocks are down, you know what I'm saying? My driver is still out in the car, you know, he's sitting there smoking crack, you know, because I had plenty of crack. And he was smoking, she was smoking, she smoked crack too, she was smoking, and I had smoked me a joint. Primo, and but they smoked a pipe, and so they smoking it. So I come back and get in the car, boom. I get in the car, and we drive out. I said, come on, let's just drive out, drive regular, and let's get back to the hood, right? So boom, we get back to the motel. I open the back. She had so many goddamn diamonds. I mean, she had so many diamonds and diamonds. I said, ooh, baby. She said, ooh, baby, here. She said, all I want, she wanted a Jeep. She wanted a Jeep car and a buzz sack. I said, okay, baby, I think you got that in here with me having mine. I think you got that in here. I'm going to give you that, right? So I went to my people's. So now I'm back with the bag of jewelry. He said, what do you got there? All right, I'm sitting playing with the bag. On the front porch, I said, I don't know, I got a bag of jewelry. You know, he said, jewelry? What? Come here, let me see what you got. You know what I'm saying? Now, so he let me in quickly. He let me in. So now I'm back in, you know what I'm saying? So he let me in, and he listed everything, you know what I'm saying? He says, okay, give me an hour, and I'll tell you what it's worth. You know, I trust this man with my life, so it was no problem for me to leave every bit of jewelry that I had with me, with him. You know, there was no problem at all. I left it with him. When I came back, he said, you have between $76,000 and $85,000 worth of jewelry. I said, what? He said, yeah. He said, what do you want? I said, half. You know what I'm saying? He said, half? 50%? Man, I can't give you 50%. I can give you 25% of a little. Long story short, he wound up giving me $35,000 cash. You know what I'm saying? He wanted to give me $35,000 cash. So I said, $35,000 cash. Okay, what can I do? So I bought three Cadillacs, and I didn't buy Peaches her Jeep, but I bought her a kilogram of Kush Bud, which was very expensive at the time. I think it sold for like $500. I think I paid like $1,500 to $1,700 for her a pound of bud, because she, remember, she said she wanted some weed and a Jeep. That's it. So she could start her little business, right? You know what I'm saying? Even then, I had given her so much game, she was ready to be out on her own and start her own little business of her selling weed, you know what I'm saying? She never sold pussy. But she was fine as a motherfucker. And I told her, you know, she didn't like pimps, because you know I didn't like pimps, because I used to rob pimps, you know what I'm saying? And I remember one time a pimp told her, he just saw her walking to a gas station. We pulled up in the gas station in the 84 Seville. I had the baddest Seville in Los Angeles, slap bang. It was the baddest Seville. It was all Gucci outside and inside, interior, with Alpine, everything. When you turn it on, when you start the engine, it looked like a spaceship. Green lights just lit up. It just looked like a spaceship. Oh, it was so tight. It was so tight. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, Peaches, this pimp, tell Peaches, he see her walking in the gas station to pay for the money while I get out to start pumping gas in the car. I just wanted to see her response, right? When he told her that, girl, I know you selling pussy, because your walk can make you $1,000,000. I used to tell her the same thing. Girl, you walk sexy as hell. You know what I'm saying? You need to quit walking like that. You know what I'm saying? But she couldn't. She was just that damn fine. She just couldn't. It just said bam, bam, bam. So anyway, she going to pay the gas. So when she come out, she looked at him. She smirked at him. And she went in to pay for the gas. When she came out, she walked over to his car, switched up to him. He turned his head for 1 second. She pulled out a 38. She pulled out a 38 revolver and hit the fool in the head. Bow! You know what I'm saying? Bitch ass nigga, what the fuck you mean whole money? Whole money is slow money. I make dope money. You know what I'm saying? And went inside the fool's head, you know what I'm saying? I'm just sitting in the car, sitting back in the car, laughing like a motherfucker, like, ah, come on, girl, come on. Come on, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm sitting there laughing and stuff. So we get in the car, boom, we roll back to my motel. I had Peaches and my first wife, Anita. We lived together, you know what I'm saying? The three of us. I had a couple of more too, but there wasn't wife status yet. But Peaches and my first wife were wife status, you know what I'm saying? So I lived with these two ladies in an apartment on between 104th and 108th and Crenshaw in Inglewood family, Crenshaw Mafia neighborhoods, you know what I'm saying? But they didn't mess with me, and they knew I was from Hoover, you know what I'm saying? Which was an enemy to them at the time. You know, I was from Hoover Prim, you know what I'm saying? Now it's Hoover Criminal, and we have elevated ourselves to a status to where we don't care what set you from. If you want to get along with us, you can get along with us. Or if you want to get it on with us, you can get it on with us. You know what I'm saying? We got that notorious and big, you know what I'm saying? And really, that's really just one of my jewelry store rhymes. I hit 9 of them, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to talk about all of them, but I just want to tell you that and about Peaches, because I still love her to this day, you know what I'm saying? And if I can ever see her again, I'm telling you, I want you to meet her, because now she's on some bisexual type stuff where I've seen her again, where she will still give me what I want. As soon as she sees me, it's on with us. You know what I'm saying? As soon as we see each other, it's on. I just haven't seen her in a few years now. But the other times when I was in and out of prison, because I did 20 years in prison on the installment plan, in and out. And when I see her again, it's on. And I want you to meet her, man. She's a cool girl, man. She's really cool. Her name is Peaches, man. If you ever play with somebody that's in the know of Harlem's and Hoover's, you know, our names have come up, you know what I'm saying?
Thank you so much, man. Great story.
You're welcome, man.
That's fun.
Yeah, Peaches was a mother.